Y'all, welcome to Regeneration, the first one of the new year, 2018. My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, fear of man, and this past week, depression. I was telling some others, I feel like I had a holiday hangover along with all the weather and everything. So I was struggling with that, but I'm thankful that the Lord is above all of that. So who in here, having just celebrated the new year, who in here made a new year's resolution? Show of hands. Yeah, maybe like a third or half. That lines up statistically. I saw somebody rose both hands, probably had two. New Year's resolutions are, they're a funny thing, man. About 40% of people make New Year's resolutions. So we're right there at about that curve. And then there's a funny, this is ironic, 42% say they never make New Year's resolutions. Like they've resolved to never make those. How about the nevers? Can we raise the hands of the nevers? Yeah, you're like, try it, it doesn't work, don't do it anymore. The other 40, like, I'm still trying, man. I'm hanging in there. And I don't know about the 18%? Who knows what happens to them? They're not even paying attention. But I've got bad news for those of you who did make New Year's resolutions. Only 8% of you will keep them. So of everyone who just raised their hand, all the nevers are laughing. They're like, see, only 8% will do that. That's less than 10%. So 1 in 10 less than of you will actually keep them. But I've got good news. I've got good news. Because if you raised your hand and you're in your 20s, 38% greater opportunity that you will keep your resolution if you're in your 20s, statistically. So for those of you who made a resolution in your 20s, 38% chance that you'll actually stick to it. Which is like shocking to me. I was such a train wreck in my 20s. I couldn't have kept anything. I couldn't stay sober. But I've got bad news because half of those of you who made resolutions, the 40%, you won't even make it a month. Welcome to Regeneration. I'm your motivational speaker for the evening. But I've got good news because for those of you who made a resolution, you are 10 times more likely to have some change in your life than the nevers who didn't make resolutions. So we got a little friendly competition here. The number one reason for failing in resolutions is making too many. You like overcomplicate things. So for those of you who made resolutions, pare it down to one. Keep it simple, stupid. The nevers know this. They've just made it too low. They made zero. And so that's not going to move the dial a whole lot. The lowest percentage of all the resolutions, like some statistician out there, he's really bored, polls people, but they've got like, you know, weight loss. That was the top one. 18% of people said weight loss was theirs, which I cut out sugar. That was kind of my deal. So hopefully that's going to help at least my heart and my blood. Well, I don't know. Who knows? But the next level down was like they want to start working out, just starting to exercise rather than just the weight or food. It goes on like find the new job, find the new love of my life. All these things trickles all the way down to the bottom. You know what the very last lowest statistical resolution is? Church. Well, I don't know. That didn't even rank. So that's less than. It's helping others. Helping others. And so, yeah, big sigh for that. The nevers are like, oh, I should have resolved to help others. It's the lowest resolution. And the thing is that even if we resolve to it, we probably wouldn't even be able to keep it. And the reason why is because we just fail at things. Like we don't have power. We don't have a whole lot of power to change. It says that a fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5 is self-control. Like he's the one that can do this stuff. Like left to my own devices, I can't do a whole lot of good. I won't. I tried that for 30 years of my life and ran my life into the ground. But God can. There is one who can change everything. And so really, we've got all these resolutions. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to find the love of my life. I'm going to change jobs. I'm going to start exercising. I'm going to stop nicotine. I'm going to start drinking. I'm going to, you know, moderation or whatever it may be. We make all these resolutions when really, like, God is the one that we should set our resolution upon. Just one resolution that we would walk with God. Because if we do that, if we just said, you know what, my resolution is to walk with God. If we were to do that, we would be so much better off because God has made resolutions. God's made resolutions in his word. You can find them in his word, his promises to you. And he is resolved to bring you from the dead and give you a new life in Christ. He is resolved to break every addiction in your life and says that you are no longer a slave to sin. He is resolved to fill you with the Holy Spirit, that you would never be alone, that he would never forsake you. He is resolved that nothing will overcome you, that in fact, you will be an overcomer. He is resolved that he will work everything into accordance of his will, not the world's will. He is resolved that he will take every single thing in your life and work it for good for those who love him. He is resolved to adopt you into his family as a son or daughter, that you will be family with him. He is resolved to give you a spiritual inheritance that will never perish. Like, he has made all these resolutions for you on your behalf, and they will never fail. Like, take them to the bank, because God has said in his unchanging eternal word, and I'm going to read to you his promise to you, in which he has resolved to shape you into the image of Christ. Because we make these resolutions, we can't keep them. They fail after a month, and we're frustrated, and we think, oh, it's going to be a great year. And 1 month in, we drop our resolutions, and it's going to be another year. Like, when the clock rolled midnight on December 31st, it was just another day. Nothing inherently changed unless we decide to follow this crazy God. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this. It's not something you have to do. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. He's the one that will do it. He will do this work in you. You just simply walk with him one day at a time with his people. And that's what we're doing here at Regeneration. This is a daily walk with God in community. And it's what we're going to do here in 2018. And if you resolve to do that, to walk with this God, he will make all those resolutions come true in your life. And you will not recognize yourself come 2019. It is a promise. I wouldn't waste my time or yours, because it's God's promises. And if we believe that, and if we walk in that, then this group of people here, this will be an awakening. This will be a revival. This will be a movement by the Spirit of God, not a recovery meeting. But this will be eternal and life-changing, generation-changing, and you will never, ever be the same for the rest of eternity. And so welcome to Regeneration. Your life is about to change in crazy ways.